There's a thousand pretty women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report, which appears on LasVegasSun.com and in the Las Vegas Sun print edition. I also write regularly for Las Vegas Weekly and our new publication called The Sunday, which comes out on the Sunday, except when it comes out on the Saturday. Las Vegas Magazine. Vegas Magazine, all of whom I serve. Welcome back, Trish McCrone.
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, as we speak right now,
I keep saying welcome.
It makes me feel special, like I'm a guest or something.
We're both welcome to me.
Welcome to you too, Cats. It's amazing.
Right?
As this episode airs, I will have taken my talents to South Beach. I wanted to say that for so long.
Florida.
Oh, yes. I will be at actually a wonderful event put on by the Melnick family. Make-A-Wish Foundation does an annual huge gala down in Miami, and I am currently there enjoying the festivities. Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, just Make-A-Wish?
Entirely. I mean, it's crazy. Okay. When I tell you, the last time I was at this, I wasn't able to be there last year, but the year before, literally at one point they said, okay, who would just like to donate $1 million? And I swear 15 people just raised their hand like, okay, there you go. I mean, it was crazy. And they say how many wishes it will grant. Okay, if you want to buy 5 wishes, if you want to buy whatever. But I couldn't believe all of these people were just like, sure, I got an extra million to throw in. I mean, it's definitely a high caliber event for sure. Mm-hmm. This
year
it is Diana Ross is performing.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be I'm actually looking forward to it. So it will be when this airs, it will be on tomorrow night. I will be at the event. So there's, you know, a pre-night festivities and
right.
stuff going on. So I'm actually excited about it. So I'm missing I'm out of Vegas for not being in Montana once.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking forward to
I think I'm going to wear my LeBron Cleveland jersey all over. Think that'll go over well?
Are they as hot about LeBron in Miami as Cleveland was? I don't think
Of course not, but they're not happy.
I don't know. I wouldn't be happy, but
yeah.
I think the fact that maybe if he had gone to a different city other than Cleveland, they would be more.
Well, I mean, I would, if I were them, I'd be upset he left. I mean, sure. I mean, mm-hmm. it was like he brought them championships, and you know, I would be sad that he. I would be upset.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, you know, I mean, as I said from the beginning, the fact of the way that he did it, that I thought it was a slap in the face to Cleveland. So that's what upset me more. That I get it. He had the right to go wherever he wants. Fundamentally. He had the right to go everywhere.
People leave Cleveland.
Yeah, the way that he did it, you know.
Not everybody stays in Cleveland.
We're just such, I mean, we live and die by our sports
teams. People leave their hometowns.
And, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The way he did it was, we felt was a slap in the face
that's one of the classic cases of just completely overplaying your hand.
Yeah, and this,
I thought,
the way
I thought it was
it.
Very, very off-putting the way, everybody has free agency. Free agency happens in sports and life. But to go out and you know, to his credit, he's atoned for it and everything
exactly.
else.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, for him to say, I didn't, you know, that North, how do you say, North, that, you know, the Cleveland area, basically Northeast Ohio, is, he said, it's bigger than basketball. I didn't realize that, mm-hmm. you know, those years ago, but I do now. And that's all he needed to say. It was class. It was wonderful. And welcome back, LeBron.
He is a championship player.
And actually, tonight is the first Cavs game. With LeBron
right.
is tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Opening night.
Yeah, so another, please, I'm sure
It makes me wonder if we're going to get a basketball team in Las Vegas one of these days, watching all this. We've got the arena being built on the west side of the Strip. And I wonder if we'll ever have that here. I don't know. I just think that out loud.
I mean, that whole thing, though, it comes down to then not being able to gamble. I mean, you wouldn't be able to bet on any NBA sport, and any, you know, NBA?
I think the league has gotten past that, and that's Oscar Goodman's. That was his big charge, was to make sure that David Stern, the commissioner, understood how betting works in Nevada and Las Vegas. The problem is, I don't know that our community... Well, first of all, there's the team availability, but I don't know if our city can sustain, you know, 60 NBA games or whatever this home season, 50 home NBA games filling in a place of 20,000 that many times.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, think about that.
We have, I mean, Most of the people in this town at a time are you're working all sorts of shifts with the hotel industry, and you know, and we have so many people in town that are they support their own homes. Teams, you know, they're coming here and they're, you know, they're tourists.
And you think about
and are they going to want to go to a game here when they can go in their own?
And think about it, your discretionary income. This is where market research has to play in. If you've got money to spend on entertainment in Las Vegas, X amount of dollars, you've got look at how many options you have.
Yep.
Just the regular stuff that they have in normal in any city in Sacramento, Cleveland, wherever, St. Louis. And then you've got the high caliber entertainment outside of that. No other city has Cirque du Soleil like we do. Yeah, and you're going to spend
like
a lot of money.
Cirque du Soleils,
you're going to spend a lot of money on a NBA game.
When it's not your hometown.
If you're a Kings fan or a Lakers fan or whatever, Clippers or whatever's in the area, Suns, you're going to become a huge fan of the Las Vegas whatever Aces.
And, oh, I love it. That's a good name.
Stars. We've talked about these nicknames in the office before. I don't know, you know, but so everybody's going to still, you know, remain fans of the team that they grew up with or the one they bet on that night.
That's true.
That's my theory.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. And also what's going to be interesting is speaking of all of that, is finding out the future of the hockey situation in this town is still crazy.
Wait till that arena is built. You know, that's the thing. It's they've designed it for that it can house a pro team. Its specs are like the Staples Center. It's going to be that big. So we'll see what happens. But until then, we have a guest.
Yes, we do. Who is been on the show before? He's so talented, Devin May, and has been, you know, one of the Four Seasons.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about winter, spring, summer, or fall.
He's Tommy DeVito. His run is going to end in November, so he's going to be here to talk about what's next, and it's very interesting. But first, Josh Bell with movies, so stick around. I know we will.
We love Las Vegas. We love Las Vegas. We love, we love Las Vegas.
Yeah! Hi, this is Gladys Knight, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
I also want to stop our discussion over prices. This will save time. So when I say that a particular number is my lowest price, that's my lowest price. And you can be assured that I arrived at whatever that number is very carefully. Now, when I say that I want these things, I mean that I want them. And I don't want to have to ask again.
That's Jake Gyllenhaal as Lewis Bloom, a freelance videographer who sells footage of gruesome violence to the local TV news in the excellent new thriller Nightcrawler. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Gyllenhaal gives what may be the best performance of his career as Lewis, a grotesque parody of a corporate go-getter who speaks almost entirely in self-help platitudes, even as he's coldly blackmailing his closest associates. Although it has some biting things to say about the cynical bottom feeders in local TV news, Nightcrawler isn't a heavy-handed media satire. It's a dark, funny, and often brilliant character study about a truly reprehensible character. I give Nightcrawler 4 stars out of 5. Also opening this week in limited release at the AMC Town Square is Horns, a supernatural thriller based on a novel by Joe Hill and starring Daniel Radcliffe.
I know I'm the last person you want to see right now, but you're the only person I can ask about this.
I have got nothing to say to you. I should shoot you right in the heart.
Radcliffe plays Ig Parrish, who's accused of murdering his girlfriend Marin, played by Juno Temple. One day, Ig wakes up with 2 devilish horns growing out of his head, and he uses their strange and often inconsistent powers to track down Marin's real killer, in a muddled mix of murder mystery, metaphysical horror, and dark comedy. Some of these elements work better than others, but the mystery is anticlimactic and the CGI-heavy finale is too ridiculous to fit with the generally melancholy tone. I give Horns 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
There's 1,000 murdered women living out there. They're all living the devil we care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Welcome back. Our guest right now, sitting with us in the studio, has been portraying Tommy DeVito in the Las Vegas version of Jersey Boys since December of 2008. Gosh, that's a long time ago. The show continues running at Paris, Las Vegas, but he is leaving after the performance on November 23rd. What is next, you might be asking yourself? We'll ask him now. Welcome back to the show, the great Devin May.
Hello.
Come on in. Come on in, buddy.
I'm in.
You're still like adjusting.
I know the chair. It's like I had like a.
You've been here for like 45 minutes, Devin. You've at least gotten yourself together already, please.
A long stretch of adjustment. I'll never say you're maladjusted now because you are set.
I'm maladjusted.
It's family show, people. It's a family show.
You're maladjusted. So what's going on,
Devin? Next?
What's next?
I want to know what happened.
And what level of intensity I should answer. What's next?
Me neither.
You know, there's a lot of great things that are actually coming up. The ones that I can speak about right now is I have an invention that I came up with, and that is moving forward, and it's set to be starting to be sold worldwide next year.
Can you say what it is? Is
this
the
is something
there,
you invented?
Or?
Yes.
It has to do with aquatic beverage.
It's a spherical aquatic drinking container. And it's good for pools, and it's actually, gosh, there's so many things you can do with it. It's something you're going to see in the resorts, something you're going to see on the Strip. I've actually taken it all over the Strip in the last year and have been shopping it, you know, test marketing it for free, really, with all the food and beverage executives at all the different hotels. Caesars has been very nice. I love
That's
my Caesars
nice.
Family.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. And so it looks like with that recent ban on glass containers on the Strip that, you know, we're going to see a lot more plastic, a lot more metal. And so this is a new, unique container that is a basic shape, and it's fun. And what's great about it is all the people that I've test marketed it with, they've always said, oh, it reminds me of this, or it reminds me of that. And so, and we're working on different versions. We have a blow-up model. Not like that, Kat. Not like that, Johnny.
Another one?
No. We have a version.
Cast has one too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
He has dish two somewhere.
Mine, you drink out of. Anyway, I'm not. This is a family show.
She's holding down the fort. Right
so, now. So that's something that's exciting and something that you know has been a lot of fun to create, and that's something that I'm going to be focusing a little bit more time on. Is my inventions. I've been doing it for about the past 20 years, and there are several prototypes that I have now that I've made that I need to start developing.
I have a question. Does this, like, let's say I'm laying out the pool, I'm hanging out on my raft. Does this, obviously, when you said blow up, does it float? So your beverage will float next to you?
We have a hard-sided version. We have a soft-sided version. And it all depends. I mean,
like most men I know have.
Yes, soft and hard. Ooh. I
was talking about personalities. But okay.
Depends on the date.
That's true. The model that we have now, and that's going to come out first, is the hard-sided version. It's UV, it's insulated, and it always actuates to 90, whether it's in the pool or out of the pool, as far as the lid is always up. And it's a completed sphere, and the drinking apparatus comes out of the sphere. And you can drink out of it. It can float in the pool next to you. You can wear it around your neck. You can wear it on your belt.
What's it called, Devin?
It's called Remarkable.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or the drink ball. Whatever you want to call it. People will probably call it the drink ball. But the copyrighted name is Remarkable.
I love it.
So you're really a Renaissance man. I mean, this is I've known this about you for a while. You're always doing something outside.
I've been taking my medication, but still, yes.
And you invented the medication.
Yeah.
Right? Tested on yourself. You're your own guinea pig. But I mean, seriously, you've always got some kind of side thing going on that is nothing at all related to what you do on stage.
Yeah, well, it's something that I've been in this business for 30 years. I've been acting professionally for 30 years, and I love it. I will never stop. But when it comes to 8 shows a week, 6 nights a week, I've had such a great time at Jersey Boys and the other shows, many other shows that I've done. I probably have done close to 200 book shows, as well as some TV and film and some other things. And, you know, it ranges from community theater when I was younger to, you know, being on stage in the West End in one of the biggest theaters, and just really feel lucky and really feel fortunate to have found something that comes easy. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the things that come easy in life, you know, they're great, and especially if you have a passion for them. So you know, it came easy, and it was something I loved doing and something I continue to do. But as far as stage is concerned at the moment, unless something really juicy comes up, I'm going to concentrate mostly on film and TV. And with the advent of this invention and it moving forward with a partner, producing it in India, which is cool.
Really?
Yeah, a good producing in India. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And the distribution, we're going to build up to a great number of countries. And so it's going to be sold worldwide within the next year.
Well, tell me about, as you draw, from the moment I saw you in Jersey Boys when you first got here, you stood out. And this was in this very strong cast. It's cast been very strong all the way through, seriously. And somebody who's that good at something, why are you not going to be performing anymore?
Well, I think when we spoke about, you know, actually when Trish and I were walking in from the parking lot, don't ask any questions.
Did we record that?
Don't ask any questions.
Is that
questions.
Part of our...
Just let it happen.
What happens in the parking lot stays
the parking lot and hallway.
That's where I do most of my best work is in the parking lot.
When we were walking in from the parking lot, I actually counted the days that I had off over the last 6 years, and they total 300. And that's
total days away from work.
Total days away from work, 300.
Not many.
Not many.
Not enough.
No, I mean, 15. I worked 1,500 out of the last 1,800 plus days.
When's the last time you had a real vacation? Like you took 2 weeks and had a great vacation?
We actually only get 1 week at a time per equity rules and through the contract that we have at Jersey Boys. We only get 1 week at a time. Some people are fortunate enough to get 2 weeks. Don't ask me how. I don't know what juju they got going on, what kind of black magic they have. But no, I haven't had a vacation probably in a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was another reason that, you know, really cemented the decision to say, okay, you know, I love the show. I love the people that I work with. I love the character. And Tommy DeVito, and I, we're good friends. I mean, he calls me up. I was just hanging out with his family the other day. Really great people. And I'm so fortunate to have gotten to, you know, to have been able to meet him and become his friend.
He spends a lot of time on the golf course, isn't Tommy?
Yeah, he does. He sure loves it. Or he's making sauce, you know.
He is a grizzled dude.
Yeah,
he is,
you know,
with
the salt of the earth.
He is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really.
Now, is it going to be hard to leave him, not the person, the character, behind?
Well, you know, unfortunately, this isn't the first time. I mean, it's like, you know, to make a big deal out of it. Yeah, I'll miss playing the character, but you know, I can always just look in the mirror and I can conjure up Tommy
there
whenever I want.
Just start, just sing you know. To yourself. I think it would be
it's the rest of us in
fabulous.
Public who will probably miss him. It's you and Jeff to, you know, to square this casting decision.
Square it away.
Are both leaving at the same time. Mm-hmm. Both contracts are up in
it
November.
It seems so
right?
weird that two of the four.
Yeah.
Gone. And
well,
there's only
you know,
four seasons and two of them are gone.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's also good to get, you know, to get some freshness in there and some people that, you know, need a job and that want a job. I mean, I really want to maintain. One of the reasons for me to go is I'd made a promise to myself about no longer getting the 10 but making the 90. And it's something that I kind of, you know, kind of came up with. Because when you look at the producers and the people that own the show, I mean, they do very well because it's a great show and it's a great product. And we as the actors, we're very appreciative. But I guess you're not working for peanuts, but you're not working for the whole nut. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going more for things where I'm going to own it and I'm going to be, you know, the boss. I'm the person in charge. And I like that a lot better than being not the person in charge.
Compared to the peak times of Jersey Boys, how's it doing right now?
It's doing great right now. I think I don't know exactly what happened, but you know, we're getting 1,000 people a night.
Wow.
I think we've been sold out 3 times in the last week. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a barometer show, you know, Jersey
it's,
Boys.
Yeah,
it is one you look at that, you know, as that show goes, a lot of others follow.
Well, I know Rock of Ages is doing really well now. They're going to 8 nights a week. Sorry, 8 nights a week. They're going to 8 nights a week.
Oh, my gosh,
eight,
that's incredible.
They're adding a day. The rock gods have added a day.
I think the Beatles had that song.
but no, they're going to 7 shows a week. And they're
wow.
doing, and they're doing starting sometime soon. But they're going to 7 shows a week, and they're starting to rotate the cast. And so I think all the shows are doing really well. I don't necessarily think it's exclusive to Jersey Boys. Sorry, Jersey Boys. I don't think it's necessarily exclusive, but we're definitely reaping the benefits. And I don't necessarily know why it happened. I was thinking maybe the movie and having the advertising out there and having that be in the ether, that was something that really gave it some zhuzh. But
I love that you just use zhuzh. That's an awesome word.
You said as we walked in from the parking lot, if you don't use zhuzh, I'm going to
tell everybody. Don't tell everybody.
Wither the zhuzh.
Gosh, stays in happens in the parking lot stays in the parking lot. Devin, how much more do I have to say that? So now, what are you going to do your first night off?
First night off?
Yeah, you're the first night you do not have to show up.
Well,
I
was going to shave my head because, you know, they've been dyeing my hair for the past 6 or 7 years.
What is your natural hair color?
It's like a dirty blonde. It's like a light brown. Yeah, yeah.
Shave it and let it come back and it's a natural
state. I'd like to. But
wait till March and do it for St. Baldrick's.
I can do it again in March.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really good at shaving heads.
But the novelty is.
But my hair will be grown back by December.
But people will have
seen you bald. By December 15th.
I'm going to volunteer to shave the head.
I'll have a ponytail. I'll have a ponytail by Christmas.
Wow.
Bruce
Jenner over here.
Hey now.
Happy holidays, everybody.
You said that you would not talk about the surgery I had.
More parking lot conversation.
It's only a procedure. But you have another thing going on that involves our friend Oscar Goodman.
Yes.
Let's talk about this.
Okay.
I know you're involved in
and
filming
it's
Goodman. And
yeah. Well, it's something that it was brought to me by, and I know that you guys know Bart Torres,
mm-hmm.
the voice of Vegas.
Yes, sir.
And you know, we had sort of become friends, and he had done some interviews, and he approached me about this because he wanted some help.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed another creative eye on it, and we were able to get some really great footage. And we have a distribution deal at the moment in the UK with Oscar's show. So we finished up the sizzle reel. We got it all together. It's all local talent, mm-hmm. all local people. And we're going to start, we're putting it on their for sale list. I don't know exactly. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. I'm all new to this, you know, being a producer. But we had them put it on their sizzle reel for their network or to sell to networks over in the UK. And I know there's only a few, like there's Sky and there's BBC One, Two, or Three. But hopefully we'll get picked up over there. And that would be great because he tests really well over in the UK. You know, he's a mm-hmm. patriarch. He loves to drink.
Yeah.
He's very civic minded. And why did you guys laugh? He is civic minded.
He's a family friend for many years. I love them both.
He's civic minded. He is. No.
Yes.
And he's enacted a lot of positive change in Las Vegas. And I know this, and you know it following around. He is a lightning bolt for activity.
Oh my God.
He really is.
He doesn't
and especially
stop.
This was true in London when he went over there a couple of years ago at the LVCVA.
Yeah.
And he was a rock star over there.
Yeah, and that's some of the reason that they really want to see it happen. And you know what? I would like to see, after reading his book and getting to know Oscar
a lot
better.
Is it a great book?
It's a great book.
It is great.
I love it.
It is.
And after getting to know him quite a bit better, I really think that we have a good product with legs. And and the great thing about it is I love working with Bart. I love working with Oscar. I love working with Rob, one of our other partners who's doing all the cinematography. And you know, it's just, it's fun. I have a good time. And I love that after November 23rd, I get to see more sunsets because I only get to see one sunset a week.
Wow.
One sunset a week.
That's really beautiful, Devin.
Jeff was talking about going to the grocery store at normal hours. Yeah. It was one thing he was looking forward to doing.
Yeah. Well,
or going to at a time when people are ending their day and he's in there, you know, the middle of his day at the.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know,
A lot of people use it as a touchstone, the grocery mm-hmm. store. I heard some teachers talking about that. They were like, oh, we were in the store the other day and, you know, it was 3 o'clock and there were no kids. And we were like, oh, you know, a lot of Jersey mm-hmm. fans are coming out to see the show, and so we get to talk to them. And that's the story that I heard the other day.
I know those voices. I've met a lot of people with those voices.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Vegas is a depository for the Jersey,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Jersey peeps.
Yeah, the
Jersey
casino
Shore
connection.
West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of our casino executives have been trained back
so
there.
Now,
a lot of entertainers.
But that first night, besides watching a sunset, what are you going to do?
The first night?
Yeah, you're free.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I actually don't know. I know that I'll need a day to recover and you know, wake up the next morning and see the world with fresh eyes and not have to actually be anywhere. I kind of want to not have to be anywhere for a week. But I think that I'm actually going to be busier than I anticipated because not only do we have the Oscar Goodman show going on, but we're in pre-production for another TV documentary style TV show. The Oscar Goodman Show is a reality show.
Mm-hmm. That's just following him around.
Slash variety show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little bit more than that, but I can do this as a log line. Vegas is his showroom. Any bar is his desk. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, he can go
and
anywhere. And so that's really the, you know, the concept of it. And it's just lots of fun. And working with him is great fun. And I think that the world needs to get to know him a little bit better. Mm-hmm. You know, before he decides to, you know, go live on a ranch somewhere.
What's the biggest misconception you think about Goodman, having worked with him? Or what's the biggest reveal for him that people don't know about?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he really is a staunch defender of the Constitution, mm-hmm. and people and of everyone's right to a fair trial, and for everyone to be treated fairly within the judicial system. And he is also very vehement about cops being lazy, about federal or even local police, any law enforcement being lazy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really admirable, because that's what he built his career on. Now, maybe he did work with some people that other people thought, oh, well, you know, they're nefarious and they're not very good, but they're still people.
I love how you touched your nose while you were saying
that. Innocent. They're innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll tell you too. I mean, you've been to the Mob Museum, right?
Yes, gone
that's amazing.
Some of the people who were pursuing Oscar Goodman were, in his words, were just as nefarious as the people he was defending.
Yeah, yeah, I recall
the government officials, mm-hmm. the law enforcement officials.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, mm-hmm. it's just a different color hat, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I
and more authority.
I hate to say it, you know, I have a relative that was in the CIA for 25 years. And some of the stories that this person told me, nothing top secret, but just sort of, you know, sort of in the back room kind of stuff. Oh, no, I hit the microphone.
You're right.
In the back room kind of stuff. See, they're listening.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, actually he's one of the people that I based my characterization of Tommy on.
Goodman is?
No. My relative
in the
CIA.
Oh, your relative, I'm sorry.
Because he's like just this. He's not physically intimidating, but when you meet him and talk to him, you're like, oh my gosh. I'm not going to do anything to piss this guy off. And he's a relative.
But, there you go. Better get him a good Christmas
CIA,
gift.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so many great lines you deliver in Jersey, but I just reminded of the one, I buy you out.
Right. How many times have you said that in your private life? A lot, I think.
In my head, maybe.
No, Katz has said it to me like 30 times this week. All right?
I buy you out. It's just so brazen when the guy's absolutely just completely torpedoed the act.
Yeah, and I mean, and I love it because, you know, he is, you know, Tommy is a very visceral individual, as you say, grizzled now, but mm-hmm. But he's a very visceral individual who lives in the moment and is very street smart, very savvy. And in the course of the show, what I love about his arc is that, you know, he loses control. It spins out from underneath him. And the thing is that they do better at it than he ever could.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. It's like, here's a pile of money, Tommy. Ah!
Yeah.
You know? And unfortunately, the guys can't win. And, you know, and in the true history and in the show history, you know, because things, of course, always are left to a little bit of artistic.
Yeah, and you only have a couple hours to make it.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to tell it in the best way possible. But, I mean, you know, Tommy is the main reason that there's any kind of conflict or drama in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's the catalyst for all of that.
Yeah, he's the catalyst for everything. Mm-hmm. And so not having to be on the receiving end of that energy will be nice as well.
So you're just going to start telling off all your friends and everyone in town and, you know, that you're going to buy them all out cause since you have to get that energy out somewhere.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. It ends on November 23rd.
You just apply that to Remarkable. Remarkable buys
exactly.
you out.
Exactly.
No, actually, the ball that buys you
one
out.
One of my dreams with the company is in North Vegas, I want to build a 3-4-story big shining ball. And have that be at the north end. You know, it'll be like a beacon.
Yeah, and you have to get a little pin that has that too for Goodman to wear around too.
Our motto is solving the world's problems with balls. That's actually
wow.
You gotta have balls. All right, my brother. Well, this closes out this particular episode. Thanks so much for coming down. November 23rd is Devin May's final performance in Jersey Boys at Paris, Las Vegas. But you have not heard the last of him through former Mayor Goodman and through Remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the Remarkable interview.
You're welcome. And just to let you know, the one last thing, my CD of Bird Calls mm-hmm. is going to be out for Christmas.
Do you do this one?
Yeah. That one? I call that the Johnny Bird.
I got him on the licensing. We got licensing.
Wow. Fund.
All right. Thanks a lot, Devin. We love Las Vegas. We love Las Vegas. We love